Hello, I'm Dr. Bonin, an associate professor in biology at the Richard Stockton College of New Jersey, and you're listening to the podcast of Understanding Science and Evolution.
Part 4, Genes and Natural Selection. We now understand, as Darwin, Wallace, and their contemporaries did not, that descent with modification is due to the inherited mutations, modification, of genes, the molecular units of heredity. To review genetics briefly, we now know that DNA is the universal code stored in the nucleus of animal cells and that it acts as a library which can be read. The books in the library are the genes, and they must be transcribed or read by messenger RNA, mRNA. The transcribed gene message is then translated from the mRNA by cellular machinery composed of ribosomes and other forms of RNA into an amino acid sequence that becomes modified into a protein. It's the proteins that cause cells, tissues, and organs to take on their characteristic features. Therefore, mutations in genes ultimately lead to different or modified proteins that can cause subtle to major changes in an organism's structure, function, biology, and success in passing on its genes to the next generation. Therefore, what we see in the phenotype of biological organisms has been governed by natural selection. Recently, research into embryonic development has given us an even better insight into how major structural changes might occur in a given population of organisms. We now understand that there are two major types of genes, developmental and so-called housekeeping genes. Developmental genes are those that are transcribed and translated during embryonic development, and their proteins control the symmetry, skeletal development, organ placement, and overall form of the developing animal. In contrast, housekeeping genes are the ones expressed to generate proteins which keep the cells, tissues, and organs in the body functioning properly. As you might suspect, mutations in developmental genes can have radical consequences for body form and function, whereas mutations in housekeeping genes tend to affect the health and reproductive success of the post-embryonic animal. Within a given population, different individuals may possess different varieties of particular genes, called alleles, mutations of particular genes, duplications of genes, and in some cases, new genes. Those with alleles, gene mutants, duplicated genes, and/or new genes that allow them to survive to reproductive age in a given environment and to mate and pass on these inheritable units are selected for. In other words, natural selection is simply the differential survival of animals with any combination of developmental and housekeeping genes that allow them to reproduce viable offspring. It's important to emphasize here that only genes which are passed on in the gametes are going to affect evolution. This means that sperm and eggs, or seed and pollen, must carry the modified, duplicated, or mutated developmental or housekeeping genes. It should also be emphasized that evolution occurs at the level of the population, not the individual. The individual is born into the world with a particular mixture of traits, but that individual does not and cannot evolve. For example, if a predator attacks a population of a particular species, the individuals that survive are those who already have traits to fight or escape. An individual without these traits cannot evolve them in response to this threat. In other words, in a given population, faster animals may survive more often than slower animals, and thus more of the faster individuals will pass on their traits than the slower ones. However, the slower individuals cannot evolve longer legs or faster speeds. They will simply be selected against. Over time, the population will evolve so that the average individual is relatively fast, simply because individuals with this trait tend to survive and reproduce, whereas slow individuals tend to be eaten before reproduction. Thought of yet another way, biological evolution and natural selection boil down to sex and time against a given environment. In a particular ecosystem, inherited combinations of traits will allow some to survive to reproduce viable offspring, whereas other individuals will be less successful at these tasks. It bears repeating yet again. Natural selection is simply the differential survival of animals with any combination of developmental and housekeeping genes that allow them to reproduce viable offspring. That concludes part 4 of the podcast. Please stay tuned for the final installment, Philosophical and Religious Issues. Support for this series came from a grant from the Center for Innovation in Teaching and Research at Western Illinois University. I would especially like to thank Dr. Ron Toth at Northern Illinois University for inspiring some of the content presented here.
You can contact Dr. Bonin at his blog, The Evolving Paleontologist, matthewbonin.wordpress.com.